All right, and it's just at the Sherwood location, right? The rummage sale.
Yeah, just at Sherwood location.
All right, what's how's things in Van Buren?
Van Buren's doing well right now. They actually have a trailer giveaway that'll be on June the 6th. We paired with a casino up there, and we're doing some promotions. And I tell you what, all they got to do is go to any location up there and sign up.
I have an idea for a special, for a promotion over in Van Buren in honor of our buddy Bill Vickery. We call it the Bill Vickery Special. Every RV you buy, you get a case of vodka and a Frank Sinatra CD. What do you think?
We can do it. I love a special.
Maybe a Dean Martin CD. I know he loves, that's his opening song on Sunday mornings. It's a beautiful thing. All right, let's go to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Robbie Neiswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau standing by. Robbie, I appreciate your patience. We got to get some RV information out there, and so we appreciate you hanging on and coming back on with us. So how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. We're good. Did you watch any NFL draft last night?
I paid attention to it off and on. You know, watched a little bit of it, some of it, came back and watched. I didn't really have to pay attention too much because I knew that really no Arkansas players were going to be picked last night. So
this is true.
Now, next two nights, that's another story. So
yeah, well, we did have a guy. Yeah, our guy from Bleacher Report came on yesterday and said that there were some GMs that were giving Chris Smith a first-round grade. Certainly he did not go in the first round, but hopefully he'll go in maybe the first half of the second round or at least at some point in the second round today. I know some folks have him in the third round, but would be nice to see him go early today.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that will be picked today. It's just a matter of where, you know, as he slips into that second round. You know, when I talked to him, he said that he's hopeful for the second round. You know, but what he was told and what he believes is that he's anywhere from the second to the fourth. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, it's just the second and third rounds tonight. So everybody wants to go tonight as far as Swanson and Smith. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see what happens with both those guys. But, you know, they may be the only Arkansas players drafted this weekend. So,
did they give you any indication who they had visits with that went well or who they might be hopeful as far as people that were interested in them?
Yes. You know, Smith actually told me, I think it was four visits that he made. I forgot who they were off the top of my head, though. I can't remember exactly. But, you know, those things are so tricky because a lot of times teams that bring you in, I think he said he went to New England. He did visit with New England, and then he worked out for New England and visited Chicago. That's what it was. So you know, those two teams, he's gonna keep an eye on those two teams. But you know, then again, a lot of times they just bring you in to take a look at you, and then you know, it's the teams that don't seem to have any interest in you are the ones that pick you. It's such a weird process.
Well, we will see, and certainly we'll keep our fingers crossed for those guys. I also saw in the Statewide Daily today they were talking about Ryan Carruthers. Ryan Carruthers, who's that big defensive lineman, Pat, we got a chance to watch him in Mobile.
That's right.
At the GoDaddy Bowl, just a beast in the middle, 330 pounds, just a monster anchored interior defensive lineman and a guy that can really create some havoc there and be a big run stopper. So hopefully we see him get drafted, and ASU's had some success with that as well. And, you know, UCA's had – there are moments. We've had guys from Southern Arkansas drafted over the years and some of the other Division II schools in the state, so I'd love to see some of the other guys maybe aren't real high on the radar go from some of the other schools around the state because, as you mentioned, don't expect any of the other guys from Arkansas to get drafted. Certainly expect Hawker to catch on with somebody but not necessarily be drafted. So
that's right. I mean, it's a big group up here at Arkansas. Guys like Hawker and Kiro Small and Robert Thomas and Byron Jones and even receivers like, you know, Julian Horton and Javonte Herndon. I think all those guys are hoping that, you know, if they're not picked, which most of them won't be, and most of them, you know, will be waiting for those free agent deals, but, you know, they're hopeful of signing those afterward, just getting into camp and getting a chance to try to compete and win a job in the NFL. So that's what it's all about for them.
All right, well, let's shift over and talk a little baseball. Hogs in their final homestand. It's hard to believe, but the season's just about over as far as the regular season goes. And frankly, I was looking at it today, and I think this is not going to be a surprise to anyone. If Arkansas doesn't take care of business the last 2 weeks, they may be on the outside looking in for the SEC tournament, let alone the NCAA tournament.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, there's a lot at stake, and that's priority number one, is making sure that you're getting into the SEC tournament, because if you don't get into the SEC tournament, you're not going to have a shot at an NCAA regional. So it's crunch time right now for this team, and it's crunch time without a few key pieces potentially. Jalen Beeks is not going to pitch this weekend, and Jake Wise is still questionable. So, and Blake Baxendale will be out as well. So there's three important pieces to the puzzle that aren't going to be around to help potentially this weekend. We'll find out about Wise later today.
Yeah, I guess we're all hopeful. And which game against Ole Miss? Was it the last game or was it?
No, he got hurt Saturday, and,
okay.
and Baxdale filled in for him late, and then Baxdale got hurt Sunday. So they had to have Jackson Lowry catch the final inning. It was a relief pitcher. He had to catch the final inning there. It really kind of creates a situation if Wise is not cleared from that. You know, Wise, we got to talk to Wise yesterday. He says he feels good. He says he's ready to go. But the problem is with those concussion tests, you've got to be able to pass them. And he hadn't, as of yesterday afternoon, he had obviously one more round of testing, I think, today. So they're hoping that, you know, after a couple of days without symptoms, he's going to be okay. But you just don't know. And if he can't go, Arkansas is pulling the red shirt off of Alex Gosser. And you're talking about putting a guy out there for the first time in a very, very, very important weekend opener. So we'll see what happens when they get the lineup sorted out today.
A&M ranked in the Baseball America poll at number 20, and Arkansas and Texas A&M will get it on tonight, 6:35. We'll join it for first pitch. We'll have the Saturday game at 6:05 and Sunday at 1:05. Arkansas sitting at 11-13, as we mentioned. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams ahead of them just in the West alone, and you've got 3 teams with better records in the East and 2 teams at 10. Tennessee with a pretty favorable matchup. I'm sorry, not Tennessee, but Kentucky with a favorable matchup this weekend. They're 10-14, but they are at home against Auburn, a team that is last in the West right now, so they've got a pretty good setup. Tennessee's on the road against a very good Mississippi State team, which is 14-10 and 31-18 overall, so they've got a tough matchup. So Arkansas would like to see both of those schools stay where they are right now, which is behind them in the standings. And really, Arkansas not only can help itself, but can also knock A&M down, as they are the team just ahead of Arkansas at 12-12.
There's no doubt. You know, Arkansas, where they're sitting right now, if the season were over right now, they're the number 9 seed in the SEC tournament. And really, most of the NCAA regional projections have them in the field right now as like a 3 seed. But it's a very delicate line right now. If you are to lose potentially this series, and then if you struggle, obviously, up at Missouri, you might not be able to get into an NCAA regional, which is something that hasn't happened around here in a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they understand what's at stake this weekend. And, you know, I was wondering, you know, do they have to win both of these series to get in? And I don't know if that's the case. Something tells me if they are able to figure out a way to finish 500 in SEC play, be at 15-15 when the 6 game stretch is over here, which means 4-2 over these next 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be okay, because it feels like that it would be very difficult to leave a 500 SEC team out of the NCAA tournament with the way this league has been this year. So I don't think, you know, Arkansas wants to sit there and take their chances by losing a series this weekend. They want to go out there and win both these series, and they know and they believe that'll get them in.
Well, you couldn't be in a much better position as far as Arkansas goes. You're playing 2 teams, including the worst team in the entire league in Missouri.
Yeah.
The only team with a losing record overall at 20-27. They're only 6-18 in league play. And if you got to go on the road against one of these two, I think you'd much rather go to Missouri. So a combined 18-30 are these two teams, your final two opponents. If Arkansas can't go 4-2, they got nobody to blame it themselves. We will all do some sort of whatever the rain dance is that you need for a pitcher who can't get any run support for poor Trey Killian, the sophomore hard luck kid. 2-8 with a 2.42. We talk about it every week. Say it again. He's the best pitcher in America with only 2 wins. And then next week, hopefully, we're talking about the best pitcher in America with only 3 wins. You got Oliver on Saturday. Who do you project as a Sunday starter now?
Well, that's a good question. And what I was going to say was, you know, tonight's game is even more important because of the fact that you've got Killian, you've got Oliver, and then you don't know what's going to happen pitching-wise Sunday. You know, Arkansas has really helped itself by having Oliver back in that Sunday spot. So they knew they were going to get a good start, and they've really played well offensively in those Sunday games. So that's helped them either avoid a sweep or win some series that way. But now, you know, with the question mark there, I think it really puts pressure on them to win tonight and get a win under Killian and then have Oliver going on Saturday. My guess would be Colin Poche on Sunday. He seems to be the guy who is next in line as far as starters go. He's gotten a lot of midweek starts this season. You know, but he hasn't been very consistent this year. You know, he hasn't gone long. And a lot of that's been by design, because they want to get a lot of pitchers on the mound during the midweek games. But, you know, he also hasn't pitched great either. So you're not quite sure what you're going to get out of that Sunday starter. You're probably going to see a lot of pitchers throwing in that game, in fact. So, you know, you really, if you're Arkansas, you want to try to take care of business in this series Friday and Saturday and get it over with.
Arkansas enters this series second in the SEC with a 2.35 ERA. A&M struggled a little bit on the mound, a full run more, 3.52. So Arkansas's offense certainly has struggled this year, so it would seem to be a pretty good matchup for that offense. Hopefully they can get on track this weekend. But like you mentioned, if Wise is out and you already know Baxendale's out, isn't exactly good news for an offense that's been trying to find its way. A&M, meanwhile, has had a good year offensively, third in the league at 292 as far as an overall batting average. And anyway, so it's really contrasting teams as far as the way they do things. Arkansas solid on the mound, struggling at the plate, and just the opposite for A&M. So we'll see, but pretty critical. It'll be great to get two out of three because you got to feel pretty confident and go get two out of three at Missouri.
No doubt. And, you know, Texas A&M, they're going to be a tricky team because they've been playing well lately. They're coming off a series win against LSU. I think they beat Mississippi State in the series before that. So they've had some success here lately. So, you know, Dave Van Horn thinks this is a very, very good team that's coming in here. They know they've got to be ready to go because if not, you know, you're in a very, very, very touchy situation if you lose this series.
Robbie, appreciate the time. It's a big weekend for sure, and we'll keep an eye on the baseball diamond as well as the draft board and see if we can get some Arkansans up there. And hopefully